This lesson walks you through building a DJ Markey-style dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12, performing it in session view, and committing a live take to arrangement for final editing. We'll stay stock wave-eatable, Ableton audio effects, recs, follow actions and dummy clips so everything is reproducible in Live 12. Quick overview. You will design a compact wave-eatable siren instrument, create an audio effect rack with three switchable effects chains, map expressive macros for live control, prepare session view clips and dummy automation clips, perform with follow actions and a controller, capture the performance via resampling or arrangement recording, and then clean and finalize an arrangement view. What you'll build: a mono portamento wave-eatable siren tuned for drum and bass, an audio effect rack with clean, filtered slash warped, and heavy slash bit crush chains, switchable by chain selector, 8 macros, pitch bend mount, LFO rate, filter sweep, dirt slash drive, FX mix slash chain selector, reverb slash delay wet, stereo width, and global gain, a session view performance setup with melodic clips, follow actions for variation, and dedicated dummy clips that snapshot macro automation, a workflow to record the live session performance into arrangement and refine the take for export. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation and track setup. Start a new MIDI track and name it Siren RW. Load wave-eatable. Set unison to 2 or 3 voices, and keep detune small, about 0.05 to 0.12, so the siren stays focused. Turn wave-eatable to mono mode. Enable portamento with mono slash legato mode and set glide around 20 to 70 milliseconds for smooth pitch slides. Transpose the coarse pitch down between minus 12 and minus 7 semitones to find the register that works in your DNB context. Design the raw siren tone. In wave-eatable, use OSC as a SATA triangle blend and leave OSC B off at first. Set the filter to a 24 dB low pass, or experiment with band pass for a more nasal tone. Start cutoff around 1 to 2 kHz. Tempo sync LFO1 and choose a saw or sine shape at rates between 1/8 and 1/16. Map LFO1 to the filter cutoff and give it a small amount of pitch modulation for wobble. Create a short pitch envelope, envelope 2, with attack around 10 to 40 ms, and decay between 300 and 700 ms. Then map it to oscillator pitch for the classic whoop sweep. If you want a more metallic edge, add slight FM from a second oscillator or a subtle frequency shifter. Add FX devices and build the effect rack. Create an audio effect rack called Siren FX Rock and make three chains. Chain 1. Clean slash global. Auto filter or state variable filter. Subtle frequency shifter. EQ 8 for shaping, and a compressor or glue for leveling. Chain 2. Filtered slash warped. Saturator into echo and an optional resonator or grain device for texture, followed by redux for bit character when needed. Chain 3. Heavy slash noise. Grain delay, corpus or other spectral textures, and utility for level slash width control. Place any always-on devices in the rack's first chain or before the rack, so the source remains controllable and a dry resample remains possible. Map macros for live performance. Map macro 1 to the pitch envelope amount or the wave-eatable transpose for pitch bend. Macro 2 controls LFO rate. Map it to wave-eatable LFO, and any device LFOs so one knob changes overall motion. Macro 3 is filter sweep. Map it to both wave-eatable cutoff and auto filter frequency. Macro 4 is dirt. Map to saturator drive, redux bit depth or amount, and frequency shifter intensity. Macro 5 controls FX mix or chain selector. Set ranges so you can select or smoothly morph through the three chains. Macro 6 is reverb slash delay wet. Macro 7 is width via utility and echo spread, and macro 8 is global output gain or compressor threshold. Keep mapping ranges conservative so one macro doesn't instantly max every destination. Make the instrument clip ready. In session view, create 4 short MIDI clips on Siren RW. Clip A, a 1-bar repeating pitch riff. Clip B, a 2-bar long whoop sweep. Clip C, a 1/2-bar percussive siren stab. Clip D, a sustained pad or hold. Use notes across 2 to 3 octaves so pitch bends and macro moves are audible. Keep velocities expressive but simple, and set launch quantization appropriately for your performance style. Implement follow actions for variation. Set follow actions to create DJ style unpredictability. For example, clip A. Time equals 1 bar, follow action. Next with a higher ratio, then play again. For clips B and C, use random or previous settings so scenes produce musical call and response behavior when you launch the scene. Adjust clip launch quantization to 1 bar or 1/4 depending on how tightly you want switches to align. Create dummy clips for parameter automation. make a dedicated MIDI track called Siren Dummy Autos and create empty MIDI clips that only contain clip envelopes. In each dummy clip, choose the Siren RW device and target a mapped macro in the clip envelope view. Draw shapes, short peaks for dirt bursts, ramps for filter sweeps, and long slow curves for global motion. Name these clips clearly: dirt burst 1 bar, sweep 2 bar, etc. and keep them on their own track, so firing them never overwrites your melodic phrases. Live performance workflow in session view. Map the 8 macros to hardware knobs or keys for real-time control. For recording, set up one of two capture methods: arrangement record. Press arrangement record, then launch clips and move macros. Live records both clip launches and automation into arrangement. Resampling. Create an audio track set to resampling or set audio from equals Siren RW and monitor equals in. Arm it and record the master output while you perform. Resampling is great for quick takes and comping. Commit and refine an arrangement view. After your take, switch to arrangement. You'll see recorded audio regions and any automation lanes. Trim and clean the audio, smooth automation nodes, quantize if needed, and freeze/flatten if you recorded MIDI and want audio. Use EQ8 to notch problem frequencies, typically 200 to 500 Hz can clash with bass, and apply sidechain compression to make room for the kick and bass. For delays, tempo sync echo to 1/4 or dotted 1/8 with feedback around 30-40% for dub style repeats. Common mistakes to avoid: over wide unison detune. Too much detune destroys pitch bend clarity. Keep detune small and voices limited. Mapping too many destinations from one macro without setting sensible min and max ranges. This creates abrupt, unusable changes. Using poly mode instead of mono/legato for portamento sirens. Need mono for smooth slides. Leaving LFOs free running. Tempo synced LFOs keep motion lock to the beat. Recording without resampling or arrangement armed, you can lose the timing or have trouble consolidating takes. Overdoing frequency shifter or bit reduction without EQ or parallel blending. This often becomes harsh and unmusical. Pro tips and best practices: use the chain selector and chain volume ranges to morph between subtle and brutal effects chains mid-performance. It's faster and more musical than toggling multiple devices. Create short dummy clips mapped to dirt for instant grime pops during a bar, then revert automatically. Run two Siren racks on different tracks pitched an octave apart for call and response and a fuller sound. Map LFO rate both in wave eatable and to an auto filter LFO for layered rhythmic motion. Record a dry resample and a wet resample simultaneously by duplicating routing. This preserves mix flexibility. Freeze and flatten heavy FX parts before long recording sessions to avoid CPU issues. Use utility gain automation for quick ducking if you need instantaneous control to recover from a performance mistake. Mini practice exercise: build a 2-bar performance and commit it to arrangement. Make a wave-eatable siren with portamento and map 3 macros: macro 1 pitch bend, macro 2 filter sweep, macro 3 dirt. Create 3 MIDI clips in session view: 1-bar riff, 2-bar whoop, 1/2-bar stab. Make one dummy clip automating dirt as a quick burst and another that ramps filter sweep across 2 bars. Set follow actions to cycle a right arrow B, right arrow C. Arm an audio track to resampling. Then record one take while you manually pitch bend macro 1. Move to arrangement, trim, add a short echo send on the final whoop, and export a 16-bit WAV of the siren alone. Extra coach notes and ergonomics: think in layers. Keep the synth voice relatively clean and do most coloration in the FX rack so you can resample dry if needed. Map conservatively. Example mapping ranges: pitch envelope 0 to plus 12 semitones, but start subtle at 0.6. Filter cutoff 200 Hz to 3 kHz, LFO rate 1/32 to 1/4 tempo synced, drive 0 to plus 60 B, redux 0 to 8 bits maximum only when needed. Chain selector ranges: set 0.40 for clean, 41.85 for warped, 86.127 for dirty for 3 chains on the 0.127 scale. Make your clips DJ friendly: long legato notes for whoops, short releases for stabs, and set global launch quantization to taste. Buffer and latency: use a low buffer 64/128 for live performance, increase it during mixing. If resampling stutters, freeze heavy chains and try again. Stereo tips: control width with utility and avoid extreme width on low frequency content. Use small grain delay or subtle chorus for stereo without phase issues. CPU pragmatics: freeze and flatten FX heavy sections, bounce long takes to audio, and keep a clean dry stem for later rework. Troubleshooting quick checklist: If pitch bends are muddy, reduce unison or detune and confirm mono slash legato is enabled. If follow actions click, increase amp release or adjust retrig settings. If macros behave non-linearly, refine min slash max mappings or create intermediate macros to smooth response. If automation records stepped values, redraw with curve smoothing or check automation preferences. Recap and final steps. Design the voice first and wave editable. Keep the instrument controllable and relatively clean. Build an effects rack with switchable chains. Map expressive macros with conservative ranges. Prepare session view with clips and dummy automation. Perform with follow actions and a controller. Capture your best take via arrangement recording or resampling. Then clean and finalize an arrangement for export. Repeat the mini exercise to lock the workflow until you can confidently produce Markey-style siren takes that combine live unpredictability with studio polish. That's the framework. Now open live, set up Siren RW, and start experimenting. Perform, resample, and refine until your siren sits perfectly in your DNB mix.